Speaking about moving on to something else, OJ Simpson.
Ooh. Rest in peace. Too soon.
So OJ Simpson, if you didn't know, he died at the age of 76. And from the information that we have received, he has died because of cancer. Now, here is the thing with OJ. It's a very like hate love, because there's two big chapters in OJ's life.
Mm-hmm.
There's the chapter where he was this all-star football player and doing TV stuff and seemed like a stand-up human being, mm-hmm. all in all. And then he goes and gets charged for a double murder.
Yeah.
And that's when everything changes, because, you know, a lot of people believe that he is guilty and he did it. But he, you know, as Johnny Cochran famously said, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And there are some people who think that he's
on the chase too. The chase too.
So it's been funny and weird just to see some of the comments and stuff on social media.
Well, whose was it? Was it Caitlyn Jenner where she's like, good riddance?
Yeah.
Like, so many times when a celebrity does pass away, you know, it's like tributes and, oh, yes, my God, amazing person. And there are shitty people out there who die, mm-hmm. and they're in the public eye. But this is one that I have to say has been quite negative.
Yeah.
And the memes and the jokes came up right away. There was no too soon or anything with this. It mm-hmm. was literally right away with the jokes.
Like
the memes,
people flying off the hip with some of this stuff.
Yeah,
and I can't lie. Some of them was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
and I felt weird being like laughing at some of these things, but I'm like,
well, it's like he's
a controversial figure.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, there's two aspects of his life. There's the life and who he was before getting charged, and then everything after. Because after that, shit just went downhill for him.
Oh, yeah. Because it wasn't just the double murder charge.
Yeah.
The trial brought out all of the, you know, the witnesses who were like, well, he abused me, like former girlfriends and stuff like that. So you're learning all this terrible stuff about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though he was found not guilty in the court of public opinion, I think he was guilty, right? Which, like so many of us think he is.
The thing with OJ that rubbed me, you know, the wrong way, is the whole entire thing when he gets acquitted for the murders, but then he gets taken to civil court and loses in civil court. I'm like, how does that make sense? I'm like, how do you? I'm like, it, in my mind, right?
Jury?
Well, I don't know, but like, it's like if you're acquitted in like a what do you call that type
judicial
of court?
Don't ask me.
Okay, fine.
I'm making stuff up.
Court, then you should be found the same way in civil court.
Yeah.
Or if you're found guilty in regular court, you should be found guilty in civil court.
Yeah.
So like, maybe it's just me. I just don't understand how legal systems work. But like, it didn't make any sense. I'm like, if he's guilty in civil, he should be guilty in regular court where you're gonna go to jail. And he did go to jail, but it wasn't because of the murders. It's because his life went downhill and he started doing crazier and crazier stuff.
Well, wasn't he trying to sell like shady memorabilia of himself or something?
I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah. But like, yeah, it's in my life, my 33 years of life, I don't think I've ever been fully aware and cognitive of a figure dying and that person being very controversial, because there were some people who were like, oh, you know, OJ, you know, he was great. He was this, that, and the third. Like, I've seen some things like that, but a majority of it was all like good riddance, you know, say hello to the devil or all the stuff down there.
Yeah. And Epstein and all that other, you know, who he's going to meet when he gets there.
Yeah. Epstein, for example, when Epstein died,
what a good businessman he was.
You know what I mean? It was like, oh, this guy was a piece of shit, and we're all glad that he's gone and dead, right? There was no, well, maybe you got to pay tributes to him or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's very weird. And so as a Buffalo Bills fan, I struggle a little bit, because everything that he did for the Bills that prior to the murders and whatnot,
right.
You got to love and you got to respect it, because, you know, he was top of his game, top of his class as a football player. But then you look at the stuff that happened after that. You're like, does all the bad outweigh the good that he did?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a fall from grace, right? Because you hold him up in a certain image and persona at the time of being a great football player.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you start finding out all this terrible stuff. And I don't think the good should outweigh the bad,
mm-hmm.
because you still do bad things.
Yeah. And
right?
it's very, very important to realize and recognize the bad things that people have done,
mm-hmm.
because it's a good reminder and it's a good lesson for the next generation to, I guess, watch out for certain things and certain traits.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. Like, based on the trial and stuff, you found out he was kind of a shitty person.
Yeah.
Guess what? He was probably a shitty person when he was playing football too.
That's
true. It's just that he, at the time, couldn't do any wrong. Media, social, entertainment, pop culture was very different at the time as well. We weren't finding stuff out. So chances are the bad do outweigh the good, because the good that he did do, deep down, he was still a shitty person.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hear that.
That's our take on OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's it for this week. We are going to do this again next week. Next Friday, two big topics. We'll see you then. Okay, it's Friday, and that means it's another edition, rendition of the Two Big Topics podcast, where Zanga and I talk about two things that we either didn't get a chance to this week, go into more detail, whatever. My week was pretty short, just a Monday and Friday, just a tail end. I was sick for the middle.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you even showed up on a Friday. I would have been like, nah.
Well, and that was the thing. I was having, even on Wednesday night when I was sick, I called in sick for Thursday. I have this guilt about calling in sick when it comes to what we do, I feel like, mm-hmm. with radio, because doing it by yourself sucks.
Yep.
It's lonely. I miss you when you're gone. I hope you missed me when I was gone.
I do.
But there's that aspect, right? It's just not as much fun. But then there's also the work aspect. There's a lot more for you to do when I'm not here and vice versa.
Yeah.
So that was at the back of my mind. I'm like, oh, he's going to be so busy. And like, am I really that sick that I need to stay home? But then I did. I felt like crap. And so I laid there in bed for so long just trying to justify how sick I was for calling in sick. And that's such a weird thing that I feel like this industry might just have. Because if I was at an office 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, I would have called in sick in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's this weird guilt I feel with the jobs that we have for some reason. And I know it shouldn't be that way because your health is important.
Yes.
And I didn't feel good. And I was like, it's okay. He'll be fine. And you were. I know you missed me a lot, but like, you were absolutely fine. You completely functioned.
Yeah. I mean, my days were much longer than what they normally would be. And then which led to me coming home and I'm like, I'm just going to put my head down on the bed just for a little bit. Next thing I know, it's 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, well, that didn't turn out how I expected it to. But no, I 100% get what you're saying. You know, many people who work office jobs, yes, if you're sick, you're staying home.
Yeah.
Or you'll come into the office and you'll work, but it's different because at least you're in a cubicle or an office by yourself.
Or you can work from home.
Yes.
We also don't have that option.
Yeah. So it's weird, but yeah, no, 100%. Like I talked to a boss like years and years ago, and one of the things that he said to me, it's always stuck with me. He's like, your health comes first. No matter, he's like, mm-hmm. no matter what, he's like, because if you're dead, we can't do a show.
Yeah.
He's like,
or if you don't take care of it at the time, it gets worse.
Yes.
You know?
So he's like, if you're sick, you're sick, man. He's like, what do you expect? He's like,
yeah.
Take the time you need. And he's like, and come back when you're good and ready. He's like, I'd rather you come back healthy 100% than like you come back and like your voice is, you know, 20%.
Well, I already sound ridiculous. I feel like I'm sound so nasally.
Yeah.
But I actually feel okay. That's where all the rub and tug was. I was like, well, I feel okay.
Rub and tug. Sorry. I do want to point out too, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I came back to work earlier than what I should have. And I feel like I've gotten you sick, I've gotten our boss sick, and there's someone else in this office who is off sick as well too. So for some reason, I picked up something, and it kind of has just been trickling around the office.
But the other thing, and we kind of talked about this morning too, was that, like, how do you determine when you're contagious and when you should stay home? Like, this cold just kind of, like, for even for you, it sprung up on you on Sunday.
Yeah.
You stayed home Monday and Tuesday, reasonable, and you came in on Wednesday, and maybe you weren't still feeling great, but were you still actually contagious?
The thing was that when I saw the doctor the first time, he's like, oh no, he's like, you're not contagious. He's like, it's just Mother Nature, jerking you around.
Yeah.
I said, fine. Okay. But then things got progressively worse after that. Cause from Wednesday all the way until maybe Friday ish, every day after the show, I felt like shit.
Yeah.
I was just lethargic. I was tired. I was in pain from like the sinuses, and I was like, what am I doing here? And there are so many days I just want to be like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I had the same feeling as you. And I was like, I'm coming in, mainly because behind the scenes here, there is a lot of work that Stacey and I do to make, you know, our whole entire, I guess, like, brand thing work and run properly.
Yeah.
And if one person is not here, There's a lot of work that now has to be done by one person, which can be very tiresome and and struggling. And I felt bad for you too, like on those 2 days that I'm off, because at least with me, I'm just by myself. It's me, but you have a daughter. I'm like, how do you extend your day even longer? And then
because I don't nap anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you were able to go home and put your head down and conk out for 4 hours. I was coloring and playing Barbies. But again, that's, you know, I understand. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But regardless, I did have a very, it was like the cold moved through my body in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Chest, throat, nose. And now I think it's done.
Yeah. You did you get that feeling where you're just like, I wish I could just open my chest and just start pulling out that nasty stuff and just cleaning out the sinuses and everything.
Just like, yeah, air compressor, pressure washer. That would work better too.
Just flush me out. Have me,
flush me out.
Move on to something else.
This is the Stacey and Zanga Two Big Topics original podcast, taking two big things from this week and expanding on them.